Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so I looked at something before the show this morning because I wanted to know just, we're at that stage now where all of the, you know, preseason previews and picks are starting to come out. You know, typically you get them in early June so people can sort of sit with them, and then you'll get like a lot of them that'll come right before the season begins. And I found 10 random NFL NFC East previews, and all 10 had Philadelphia winning the division. That surprised the hell out of me. Like, I thought that going into this summer, when we started to get into, you know, preview season, that Washington would be picked to win a division here and there. And maybe they still will be as we go through the rest of the summer and more of these come out. But I found literally 10. Some of them were really obscure, you know, but all 10 had Philadelphia winning the division. This is a division that has not had a repeat winner since 2004, as we've discussed many times over the years. I think it's because of just how impressive Philadelphia was on their way to winning the Super Bowl, but specifically the last impression that we have of Philadelphia. And by the way, the last impression we have of Philadelphia versus Washington. Now, I will tell you, in all 10, Washington was picked to finish second. And then the Cowboys were picked to finish third. Actually, there was a couple where the Cowboys and Giants were jumbled up, with the Cowboys last, the Giants third. I know I've said this before in recent years, and it has nothing to do with anything about the way I feel about the Giants. I just think the Giants roster has been much better in recent years than their results. Their results have been have been essentially driven by quarterback play and injuries. And I don't know how much of an upgrade Russell Wilson is. I don't know if Jackson Dart ends up emerging as a starter, although everything you read out in New York is that they are very pleased with Russell Wilson, not only the player, but the leader. How about that? But this is a team that has a really good offensive line. They've got a budding and emerging super high-level star at wide receiver in Malik Nabers. They have, I think, a very underrated from his rookie season, but, you know, eyes to keep on at the beginning of the season, which starts here on September 7th. But Tyrone Tracy had a very quiet but very productive rookie season at running back. And then their defense, man, is loaded. Loaded. You got Dexter Lawrence. You got Brian Burns. They added, obviously, Abdul Carter. They've got guys like Okereke and McFadden. They are good on defense. I don't know what that means. I was looking at their schedule because I was like, and again, what do you know about a schedule? But if the teams they face to start the season are the teams we believe them to be, they start at Washington, at Dallas, and then come home for their home opener against the Chiefs. And then in week 4, play home against the Chargers. That is brutal. You know, it's funny, that two of the worst teams, at least in over-under counts heading into the year, have two of the most brutal starts you would ever think teams could have. Cleveland has the lowest over-under heading into the season at 4.5 wins. They open with Cincinnati at home, go to Baltimore in week 2, host the Packers in week 3, and then go to Detroit in week 4. Oh, and then it's Vikings, Steelers, Dolphins. I mean, even if you were looking for what's that team that has the best chance to go from last to first, because we see it all the time, you know, in the NFL. You know, somebody comes out of nowhere. You look at the Giants and you look at the Browns and you're like, even if they are improved, and I'm not suggesting the Browns are improved. I do think the Giants are improved. But look at the brutal starts potentially. I mean, they may not be able to climb out of what the NFL schedule makers created for them to begin with. But back to sort of the NFC East previews. We may get people picking Washington as the summer goes along and towards the beginning of the season. But I'm surprised. I think Washington deserves some consideration for winning the division. They will have, I think, the best offense in the division. Philadelphia certainly is going to be able to run the football like they did last year. But I think overall, Washington will have the most dynamic, the most explosive, the most effective, the most efficient, best quarterbacked, maybe the best schemed up offense in the division. But there's no doubt that Washington's flaw, which people believe to be a flaw heading into next season, is what they are as a full team. Because defensively, not that good. And Philadelphia loaded defensively, even with the players they lost. Milt Williams, Josh Sweat, etc. They just always seem to plug and move on with, you know, comparable, if not better, younger players. The Cowboys have a chance to be better, I guess. You know, I just don't trust, I wouldn't trust Dallas as far as I can throw them. Who knows what kind of coach Schottenheimer is going to be? Who knows whether or not Dak Prescott can actually stay healthy? Who knows whether or not they can actually run the football? They added Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams. You know, they added Pickens, obviously, to go with C.D. Lamb. You know, it's funny because the three teams in the division that are not Washington should be good on defense. Philly, for sure. I think the Giants. And Dallas, you know, they're going to get Parsons signed. He showed up at minicamp even without his extension. You're going to get Parsons, you know, along with, you know, remember, they had a lot of injuries defensively last year. They lost Ron Bland for a big part of the season coming off that year in which he had all those pick sixes in 2023. You got Trayvon Diggs, who was hurt last year. You know, they've got, they brought back Dante Fowler Jr. That's where he landed, if you weren't sure. Dante Fowler Jr. back there. They drafted the kid from Boston College as a Raku. That'll be interesting to watch. And, you know, you had some players last year that got hurt that were promising, etc. But I think Washington should be seriously considered to be a potential division winner. I mean, the history of the division plays into it. Not really. I mean, I think that is coincidence as much as anything else. You might say, well, these teams know each other so well. The rivalries are so intense. It's just so hard to repeat as an NFC East champion. Philadelphia is still entering the 2025 season. In terms of overall roster, they've got the best roster in the NFL. That is close to fact. Don't you think, Max? I mean, am I missing somebody? Philadelphia, top to bottom, has the best roster in the NFL.
In terms of top to bottom, I do think you're right.
Like entering 2025.
Yeah, there's, I guess you can't, I'm trying to think of like teams I would make a case for, and it's very tough, like, because you can poke holes pretty much in any one that I'd bring up, but Eagles is just, their O-line's dominant, they're deep at both wide receiver one and two. I mean, you have the best running back in the league, like, and that defense, that secondary is just second to none. So yeah, roster building from that standpoint, yeah, Eagles are 1-1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah. You know, the thing about the way they laid it out is we're not going to know really anything about what they look like against each other until very late in the season. And let's just hope, you know, when you get to December 20th, their first meeting in the, you know, third to last weekend of the season, that it's for something. You know, that's going to be the key. Washington's just got to stay right there, you know, with Philly. You never know how these seasons play out. I was watching something yesterday morning on NFL Network, I think. Where's Peter Schrager now? Is he moved to ESPN?
Yeah, he's an ESPN talent now.
So he was on ESPN, and he was talking about Pittsburgh and what they might be like with Aaron Rodgers. And he said, look, you can pencil in Houston for the NFC South and the 4 seed. So if Pittsburgh can just make it as a 5 seed, they can go to Houston in round 1 and win that game. And win a playoff game. I'm like, you're talking about first round wild card matchups on June 10th? Are you out of your mind? Have you watched the NFL at any point? You have no idea what's going to happen. Although, you know, it certainly seems like a Houston AFC South 4 seed hosting a game, which has happened, what, the last 2 years, right? They hosted Cleveland 2 years ago, the Chargers last year. You know, I could certainly see the AFC South winner being Houston and being the 4 seed, but he's already got Pittsburgh as a chance to go to Houston and win. By the way, I'll remind everybody, Houston as a 4 seed in the AFC postseason the last 2 years hasn't lost. They beat Cleveland badly the year that Joe Flacco kind of led the Browns late in the season to a playoff berth. And then they came from behind to beat the Chargers last year. It's kind of an interesting just thought. Like, right now, give me the playoff team that you feel the most confident about as far as where they'll land seeding-wise. It's actually, although it's a ridiculous thing to sort of to describe, I get where he was coming from, but to put Pittsburgh there as a team that could then go and win, a bit premature. But I guess you could say, yeah, the AFC South winner, more likely than not, is going to be the 4 seed. You know, more likely than not. And by the way, the NFC South winner, more likely than not, is going to be the 4 seed. Although last year they weren't, right? Last year they were the 3 seed. Washington played Tampa Bay in a 3-6 matchup. And then the Rams were the 4 seed and played the Vikings, who were the 5. I would say that the one thing you could feel good about penciling in, even though it's the NFL and things change, because, you know, watch Indianapolis or somebody like that win the division, is Houston as the 4 seed with C.J. Stroud having a good season and them finishing 10-7, but being far less than, you know, Kansas City, Baltimore, and AFC East Buffalo. Man, the AFC is so predictable. It seems like it, right? Although this could be the year that Kansas City gets supplanted. Denver's better. The Chargers, you know, won 11 games last year. 12 games, 11 games. And the Raiders have a quarterback in Geno Smith.
They have a head coach in Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
They have Ashton Gentry. Raiders might be sneaky
Is this the year the Chiefs don't win? I think they've won 8 or 9 straight AFC West titles.
It sounds right.
Is this the year they get supplanted?
This is a good question. It could be. If Bo Nix takes that step, that Broncos defense is still as dominant as it was last year, could see it.
Broncos, remember, played the Chiefs really well last year. They did. Missed that short field goal at Arrowhead.
Yep. And Mahomes celebrated like they won the Super Bowl. It was crazy.
You know, as much as the Chiefs appeared to have been vulnerable last year and not as good as they've been, let's not forget, they won 15 games.
People forget.
They were 15-2.
People do forget.
And they did get to the Super Bowl. You know, they beat, you know, the Bills in the AFC title game to get to the Super Bowl. Oh, the other thing, too, is to not forget that the final game of the season was a throwaway. They didn't play anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So they were 15-1 going into that game. Nah, the Chiefs win the AFC West. The Bills win the AFC East. The Texans probably win the AFC South, although you never know in the AFC South. And the AFC North, I don't know, Cincinnati, if they get Hendrickson signed. They cut Pratt. Can't believe they cut Pratt the other day. Man, they are cheap. Shamar Stewart's not showing up for anything.
Yeah, over
because
some...
Because they want to change his rookie deal.
Right. It's very weird. Somebody said the Bengals are more interested in winning arguments than they are in winning playoff games. And it's kind of right.
Yeah, but you know, like all of those years where we said, look, there's only two ways to overcome our situation. He sells the team, which eventually he did, or you end up somehow, you know, landing on a quarterback that is a game changer. And that's what the Bengals have. The Bengals have one of the top five quarterbacks in the game. And by the way, maybe the best receiver in the game. And so they're able to mask all of the dysfunction behind it. And, you know, for those that say, look, if you have an elite quarterback, you know, it doesn't guarantee playoffs. No, it doesn't guarantee playoffs. It guarantees sustained contention for the playoffs. And every year Joe Burrow's been healthy, they've either been in the playoffs or they've been in the hunt as they were last year. They didn't, you know, they weren't a bad team. They were 9-8. They just had a terrible defense. But that's how you mask the dysfunction organizationally, is to end up with Joe Burrow at quarterback. If Washington, during all those 24 years, had landed on a Joe Burrow type, even if it were by accident, that could have kept them much more competitive over the years, despite the dysfunction. Although, because the owner was so horrible, there was always the thought that he would get in the middle of a really good quarterback and coach relationship and mess it up anyway. As he did with, you know, not necessarily a guy that was going to become a transcendent quarterback in RG3, but obviously they screwed up 7 ways to Sunday, the Kirk Cousins situation. Again, not that Kirk Cousins was Joe Burrow, but he was a quarterback capable of keeping them competitive, as he did when he was the starter. All right, Steve Sands coming up at 11 a.m. We'll talk U.S. Open golf. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, yesterday it was reported by, I believe, Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport that J.K. Dobbins is signing a one-year deal with the Denver Broncos worth up to $5.25 million. The New York Knicks continue their head coaching search with very little luck. Their requests to interview Houston head coach Ime Udoka and Dallas Mavericks head coach Jason Kidd were denied. Team USA Soccer played Switzerland in their final tune-up game for the Gold Cup and got worked by a score of 4-0. This extends their losing streak versus European teams to 8 games, including a home losing streak of 4 games. The Washington Nationals, they fall to the Mets. Jeff McNeil hits the walk-off hit, and the Nats leave 7 runners on base with ample opportunities to close. They will continue their series tonight at Citi Field. Charlie and Dave have you covered with Nats on Deck at 6:40. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.